Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting second. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Horace Speed. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dennis Eckersley. And now, play ball. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Montgomery settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Norris reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise fires to first and picks off Scott. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Alexander settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Alexander. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed strikes out. Two outs. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Herrod takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herrod. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Herrod steals second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hera moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. Remy steals second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 0-for-1 in the game. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speed, who is chasing the ball. Montgomery reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Verizer. Montgomery scores. Burleson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0-for-1 in the game. Speed takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brohmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Norris steals second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a pop-up towards third. Brouwer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Norris moves to third. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Brouwer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouwer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Brouwer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bonds, who is chasing the ball. Brouwer reaches third base with a triple. Victor Cruz now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Evans strikes out. 1 out. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brouwer scores. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Remy hits a pop-up into left field. Cox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Horace Speed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brouwer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 1 out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Scott strikes out. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Alexander to Verizer, and Yastrzemski is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Norris is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sid Monge now pitching. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Montgomery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cox. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Remy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Alexander moves to second. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alexander moves to third. Cox moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alexander scores. Cox moves to third. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Horace Speed. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, off Drago's glove, towards Remy, who fields it, throws to second, with Burleson covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.